What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, fam? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, and guys, I'm super fired up for today's episode on the show, episode 121. Guys, we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be giving you guys three tips to eating healthier when eating out. Like, so guys, you know, myself included, you know, everybody, it's a convenient thing, right? Like everybody eats out, you know, like if it's your birthday, there's a special event, a wedding, like we live in the 21st century, right? Like we're Gabriel, what's going on? I just see you join. We live in the 21st century and, you know, like people make it so easy to eat on the go, right? Convenience is like a thing. We're living at such a high paced life and a lot of people like to eat out. They like to, whether that's a drive through or a sit down restaurant or whatever it is, food is made to be convenient nowadays. And it's unfortunate, but that's a large reason for why so many people, so many of you guys, are not hitting your fitness goals and hitting your target goals because you keep eating out. You're eating the wrong things when going out. And as much as I don't agree with eating out, there are some things that you can be doing to not take as much of a hit on your goals, to be a little bit healthier when eating out. And there's actually ways to actually eat healthy when going out. I'm going to give you guys those three tips. So make sure you guys have your pencils, have your fingers in the comments, ready to go. So guys, number one, for today's episode is going to be talking about water. So the number one thing, the most important thing that I want you guys to know from today's podcast, the number one tip to eating healthier when eating out is not drinking tap water. Guys, this is huge. And this goes for in your home as well. You should not be drinking tap water whatsoever. There are thousands of contaminants that are found in tap water in households all across America. So that is, and that's like, that's the number one thing we consume as humans is our water. And, you know, especially with restaurants, I highly doubt that they're like investing in filtration systems and like trying to like protect their customers' like health. Like that is not what they're trying to do. So you guys have to stop drinking tap water from restaurants and from your home and drink from bottles. And obviously glass, guys, if you can go with glass is priority to plastic. So definitely prioritize glass over plastic. Now, if all the only option that you have is plastic, I would rather see you drink out of a plastic bottle than tap water. Granted, you are still going to be exposed to things like microplastics and phthalates and mycotoxins and stuff like that, endocrine disruptors in that plastic that most likely is leaching into the water. But I do believe that that is better than drinking from tap water. Okay, so that's number one, getting rid of tap water, not drinking tap water and switching to bottled water. I do that now every time that I go out to eat, or I'll literally just bring my own bottle. I'm pretty soon what I'm going to start doing. Like I said yesterday on my live, I'm returning that Berkey system and I'm going to be investing in another water purification system that's like actually legit and actually certified. So once I get that, my plan, you guys feel free to do this as well. My plan is, what's going on, brother? Happy freaking Thursday, Zach. Thank you for joining. My plan, guys, is to invest in one of these water purification systems, $300, $400, $500, whatever it costs. You know, they filter up to like 3,000 gallons of water until you have to replace the filters, which are like $100. And what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to start using either glass bottles or not tin cans, but like the metal bottles and stuff like that, that are like toxin free, and fill those up before I go to the restaurant. So that's the first tip I have for you guys to eating healthy when going out is filling up your own water or bringing plastic or bringing a water bottle to a restaurant. Number two is going to be eating grilled over fried. I want to see that in the comments. Number two is eating grilled meats over fried meats or fried foods. So that's number two, guys. I want to see in the comments, eating grilled over eating fried or even baked. I don't know what restaurant does that. It's usually just grilled or fried. With grilled, guys, you know, in a restaurant, it's not like they're, most restaurants at least are not putting it just like on a standard outside propane grill. You know, they do have their big industrial commercial grills in the kitchen, obviously, as you guys probably know. And I've seen them do it. You know, they do the vegetable oil and then they but you're getting much less of that oil to seep into the meat or into the food that you're consuming on the grill in comparison to the actual fryer. When you put it in a fryer, I mean, you're in saturating the entire piece of meat, of fish, of chicken, of whatever you're eating in oil at 700 degrees or whatever it's at, rather than just putting it on a little bit of oil and flipping it, you know, side to side. So number two is eating grilled over fried, I typically, guys, what I like to do when I go out to eat, I only get like one of three things. The first is going to be a cheeseburger or a hamburger. And I don't eat the bun. I don't eat lettuce. I don't eat tomato. Sometimes I will eat the onion just like as a flavor thing. I'll do a steak. Steak is usually a safe bet. Or I'll do like some sort of chicken or fish dish that has the least amount of sauces or of bullshit on top of it. I try to be as plain, as ordinary, as basic as possible. Obviously, guys, eating out is not the top of my priority. Like, I'm going to prioritize meal prepping and eating from home and cooking and doing that kind of thing 98% of the time. But in the event I do eat out, I do eat grilled over fried. So that's number two. Number three, guys, to wrap this up, is going to be kind of similar. So like if you get a side, this is going to have to do with like your sides, right? Like we're talking about our sides now. So like potatoes, like rice, like, you know, obviously vegetables. I'm not a big fan of vegetables, but whatever it is that you get, make sure that you guys get the actual thing and not something that is fried as well. So for instance, like what I like to think of is fries. So you can either do fries that are saturated in seed oils, that they fry in seed oils, or you guys can actually get the whole potato. Like you can just request an entire potato and you're going to be getting a lot less linoleic acid, a lot less seed oil exposure to that potato in comparison to actually frying the potatoes themselves. This kind of ties in with number two, but I do want to make its own tip here, because you know that is a very common thing that people get when they go out to eat, is a side of fries. So instead of getting the fries, get a regular potato with like a slice of butter or some butter, you know, to dress it up with. That's typically what I will do. I'm a fan of sweet potatoes. I like sweet potatoes more. So I'll just ask for a sweet potato with a side of butter, and that's it. So I'll have a steak, sweet potato with a side of butter, and you know, maybe I'll do some bacon or something like as a side, or some blue cheese on the steak. Like that's pretty much the synopsis of what I get when I go out to eat. So guys, number three, instead of getting fries, sweet potato fries, regular fries, or anything that is fried and exposed heavily to seed oils, swap that for the actual thing. Swap that for actual food. So the gist of number three, guys, is just eating the actual food rather than cutting it up and inducing it with seed oils. So guys, that is the three tips. That is the three tips to eating healthy, my three tips. Obviously, there's going to be way more things that you can do, but three primary things that are going to positively affect you in the biggest way possible are going to be reducing the amount of tap water that you're drinking by switching the bottled water, or by bringing in your own filtered water source to the restaurant. Number two, switching from fried meat or fried food to grilled food. You're going to be reducing the amount of seed oil exposure. And number three, very similar to number two, is if you get a side like French fries, make sure you guys are actually eating the whole food of the potato rather than the French fries. So guys, that's all I have for you today. That was a very quick, short, to the point episode. I do my best, guys, to try to make these educational, throw some motivation in there, some inspiration. So if you guys have any questions, I'm going to open it up for a Q&A. But guys, that's it for the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, make sure you guys screenshot today's podcast on Instagram, on Facebook, or if you guys are listening to the actual podcast itself, screenshot, post your number one biggest takeaway, or guys, post the three health tips to eating healthier while eating out. Tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness, post it up on your story so I see you guys got some value. And if you guys want to help me spread this message of this show and of this academy, of our program, of our academy that we're doing here, make sure you guys leave a review. That is super helpful to get these episodes. We have 121 episodes now out to more people, as many people as possible, to really start to shift their gears and really start to live their own style of the relentless life. It's about living relentlessly and going after your dreams, going after your goals, cutting out toxic people, and being the best possible version of yourself. So guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you guys have the best Thursday of your entire life. And tomorrow we will not be going live at the normal time. I have that nasal procedure at 10 a.m. So I don't know what I'm going to do with the live, guys. I might try to go live super early to have that never miss mentality. I do my best to show up as often as I can, because you know, obviously I do not see myself going live once I have that nasal procedure done. If I don't go live for some reason tomorrow, I do plan on going live either Saturday or Sunday. So you guys will see a little bit more of me the rest of this week, whether it's tomorrow early or Saturday or Sunday. So that is it. That is all. Have the best rest of your day ever. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.